Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I think you learn from any interception you throw. You know, I think it's unfortunate how it got tipped. And, you know, I was trying to throw kind of a little, you know, back shoulder ball to Booty. It would have been a touchdown. So maybe giving a different ball flight to it. You know, it was my learning down there. But really, I wouldn't, you know, change my decision down there throwing it. So you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, a good player got his hands on it. And, you know, but from there, I wouldn't change my decision.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It is a Tier Tuesday. People are upset about the tiers.
I think people also like the tiers. People enjoyed the tiers.
Send that.
There is some agreement.
Send any criticisms at Keith21.
No, leave me alone.
On Twitter. At Jones, WEEI. At Jones and Keith. Normally, on a Tuesday, we're talking to Tommy Curran at High Noon. He joined us at High Noon Brazil time earlier today.
That's right. We already spoke with him.
Also known as 11 o'clock. Okay. So if you missed any of Tommy Curran or you tuned in looking for him, check that out on the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. Go back and listen. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You can go back and listen to Drake May while you're there as well. That was him on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. I didn't like that answer. I feel like he contradicted himself and kind of brushed aside turnovers all in one answer. And it makes me wonder if he really, truly gets it when it comes to the turnover issues that have plagued him, Keith. And I think he looks much better this year. We'll get into his overall development and the trajectory of his career. I think he's still on a good track, except for these pesky little turnovers that continue to haunt him. And he just said, well, yeah, maybe I got to put a little more air under it. Maybe I got to pick a different flight path, whatever he said, but I'd still make the same decision all over again, which that's not what I want to hear after a couple of brutal turnovers in an even worse loss.
Yeah, you hope he meant like, hey, that was the right read or as far as like the right player to throw to. And I, you know, rather than tucking it and running or throwing it away, like I still would have thrown it to that receiver, but maybe would have done something differently. But no, I mean, this is the biggest thing that he has to get out of his game is the turnovers. So he had the pick in the end zone. He had another near pick, and then he had a really bad fumble, which there was no play to be had there, right? Like he was all gobbled up and he was like trying to either get rid of it. He's trying to do something. And then it leads to yet another fumble. Guy had a ton of lost fumbles a year ago.
Well, and when we talk about early career Josh Allen, and we'll get into some of those numbers specifically, Josh Allen fumbled a ton early in his career, and he would have some of those plays where he's like, you mentioned the Texans playoff game earlier in the show, Keith, where he's trying to lateral to just nobody. It's pretty much what Drake did on the fumble yesterday, or on Sunday, rather. So it wasn't just, and Curran said this earlier, too, it's not Derrick Henry getting the ball knocked out by Aiden Hutchinson, who came flying in out of nowhere and punched the ball out clean.
You know,
Drake May was trying to pitch the ball to somebody like a moron.
Yeah, he was trying to make a play that wasn't there and kind of lucky that it wasn't like a scoop and score or something along those lines. But so that's two brutal turnovers, maybe almost a third. And I don't know, like, we're going to compliment the guy for having a clean game against the Dolphins. You got to then say, all right, well, what was the problem in the next game? And I know people want to make excuses for him and say, wow, a ball was tipped and this, that, and the other thing. And, hey, there were other turnovers. And you're right, there were other turnovers. But we also don't even want Ramondre to play next week. So, like, I think the whole team needs to take care of the ball better. Drake May is not going to get benched for a fumble. Right? That's not going to happen. No. It would have to be so many, and it would have to be so over the top, because, like, this season is really all about Drake May's development and having him ready to, like, you know, turn into this great quarterback. And we've seen signs of it. It just hasn't been consistent enough. But, yeah, you hear him, and you're like, there is that fine line that I think all quarterbacks, especially like playmaking quarterbacks, have to kind of figure out is when's the play there, when is it not? You know, you are going to turn the ball over trying to make some big plays, but you better make a ton of plays on top of that to sort of balance the scales.
Yeah. Somebody sent me this Doug Kide tweet earlier today, and it does summarize the turnovers for Drake May and the category that he's in for turnover-prone quarterbacks. For instance, Kide started with last year's quarterback draft class, which I like May in that class. And I take him over a lot of these players, but specifically when it comes to turnovers, he's the second most turnover prone. J.J. McCarthy turns it over 2 times a game. He's only played 2 games, and he already got himself hurt after missing last year. Drake May's next on that list, 1.19. That's more turnovers than Spencer Rattler, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. All of them turn it over less than 1 time per game. Jaden Daniels is less than 1 time every 2 games with the turnovers. So between picks and fumbles, he's the second most turnover prone in that class.
Yikes.
Other active QBs at 1.19 turnovers per game, Keith. This is a bad list.
Let's hear the list.
Jameis.
All right, no longer a starter.
Jameis, real fun.
30 interception season.
He'll put up a lot of numbers, but
30 pick season.
My God, will that guy turn it over?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jameis. Will Levis.
It stinks, doesn't start.
Sam Howell. Drake May's good.
Stinks,
college
doesn't
buddy.
Doesn't start.
Bailey Zappe.
Stinks, doesn't start. So they're either not in the league or they don't have a starting job. Those are all like third-string quarterbacks.
Other quarterbacks he turns it over more than Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, Josh Dobbs, Joe Flacco, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's a good quarterback on that list. I know you don't like him.
No.
Josh Allen is at 0.96, which is where he was at after his first 2 years in his career, less than a turnover a game. So by the end of year two for Josh Allen, as much of a mistake-prone quarterback as we think that he was, and as turnover-prone as he was turning it over less than once a game by the end of year two. So, Drake May needs to learn that as the year goes along. He's starting out behind the eight ball. He turned it over a lot last year. He turned it over a lot on Sunday. He needs to cut that number down as the year goes along, or else he's going to be with the Jameis Winstons and Will Levises and Sam Howells of the world.
Yeah, none of those guys start anymore. Like, right? Like, not only are you on that list with them, but you're not like, well, what are they doing? How many games are they winning? They're not winning any. At this point, they're not even playing. I think, to me, the fumbles are even more concerning than the picks. I know this interception was really bad, specifically because it was a really long 90-plus yard drive. You get down in the goal line, and you throw a pick in the end zone. So that should have been points. So I'm not saying that wasn't a horrible interception. But overall, with a lot of these great quarterbacks, no matter who it is, they know when the play's not there, and when they get sacked, they at least live to play another day. Now, maybe it's a punt or whatever, but it's not a fumble, give the ball to the other team. And that has been, that's to me more concerning, because right now he's actually on pace for 28 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Me too.
That's actually really good. And
how many fumbles, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like 11 picks. You don't want all 11 in the end zone and whatever
else. But if he's got 9 fumbles and it's 20 turnovers, that's way too high.
Way too high.
It's 28 and 11, I agree. That's a good ratio.
And I don't think that's too much to ask for. Like, a lot of great quarterbacks who obviously have the ball in their hands every single offensive snap don't have 6 lost fumbles or 9 fumbles or whatever else it is. And that includes guys that run around all the time. And so even if he's not running around all the time, he's running around a little bit, you just need to know, and like the whole offense needs to know, all right, he's going to take a couple sacks a game, but he holds on to the ball during those sacks. Like that I think, if he takes that out, I can live with some of the picks, because all quarterbacks throw interceptions, but it's just the sheer amount of fumbles, which is pretty devastating.
The book is out, by the way, on the Patriots. Yeah. And, you know, that includes Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson. It also includes Drake May. This caught my eye after the show yesterday. Florio talked to Cam Hayward, who who didn't you get flack for highlighting Cam Hayward going into the game? Didn't you? People are like,
oh, somebody did.
He's 40 years old, Keith.
Oh, yeah. I was like, he's really good because we were talking about guys we would want off the Steelers.
The Steelers.
And we both said DK Metcalf, but I was like, well, other guys I would at least mention are Hayward and Watt.
The guy was out there dominating on Sunday.
He's good.
Yeah, he's old, but he's good. So Florio talked to him after the game by phone, and he said, we practice a lot on our turnover circuits, punching the ball, being aware of different opportunities to create turnovers. Like, I know Mike Vrabel says they're going to practice this stuff. I don't believe they do. It sounds like the Steelers actually do with Mike Tomlin.
The Patriots
barely practice. So when he says, well, we're going to practice, we're going to continue to practice the crap out of ball security with Ramondre Stevenson, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
Like, Tomlin sounds like they actually practice this in Pittsburgh. And this is coming from a guy who last week I said I'd take Vrabel over Tomlin. Wrong.
Yeah.
And we knew there were a lot of career fumbles on the other side. So, you know, knowing that and practicing that, we were well prepared for the opportunities. Florio asked if he was talking specifically about Ramondre. He said, oh, we were aware every time he was in the game.
Hmm.
And that's not anything on him, and it's not just him. Drake May has turned the ball over earlier in his career, and a couple of the other guys as well. We were really locked in on this group that turns the ball over, and it's about making sure you're there for the opportunities and you have a good chance to punch it loose. The book is out. They're loose with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just Ramondre. That's Drake May. The only other guy he mentioned by name was Drake. So not only are we talking about it here and it's self-evident you got to clean up the turnovers, the book is, hey, get in there around Drake May. He's probably going to fumble it.
I bet he was also throwing Gibson in there, too.
I think so, too. He didn't say him by name,
but
I agree.
The way he was talking about it where, you know, don't just single out Ramondre, but that is a concern. Gibson didn't fumble much last year, but with Washington, that was an issue for him.
He lost his job in Washington because of fumbles, yeah.
And then Stevenson, we all saw it firsthand how bad it got last year. And then even with Drake May, and we would kind of try to look the other way with Drake May just because you're like, all right, he's a rookie quarterback, and the offensive line is abysmal and this, that, and the other thing. But you got to clean that up because you can't have three guys that are constantly carrying the ball all lead the league in fumbles. Like, you're not going to win that way. Look how close all these games have been, and probably most of their games will be. Even Carolina. Carolina is probably going to be another close game. So if you have three, four, five turnovers, like, you're not going to win.
No. And look, and last week, by the way, Carolina won because Penix kept turning it over, over and over and over
again.
Yeah,
they took advantage of it.
And they turned into pick sixes, and Atlanta lost 30-0.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, there's two areas that bother me with Drake May, and I think he looks better this year. Like, we talked about this earlier. I actually feel pretty good about his big picture development outside of the two areas. They don't win enough, and he turns it over too much. And so we can look at all his stats look great. And we got a text about this earlier today. You guys hate Caleb Williams. That's actually me who hates Caleb Williams.
I was going to say,
Keith actually likes Caleb a lot.
I'm a big Caleb Williams
and
guy.
And I thought Caleb was great on Sunday. Cowboys defense is trash, but I'll give it to him. He looked good on Sunday.
Awesome. Yeah.
But Caleb Williams, to me, is a good example of a quarterback who I can't believe how good his numbers were as a rookie when you just look at him on paper. And then you watch him play and you're like, oh, that's why they lose every week. And he makes boneheaded decisions in the wrong spot. And you can't be that guy if you're Drake May either. So we can feel good about the statistical development. He feels more comfortable running the offense and when to run and when to tuck in and run. And he doesn't feel like he's as panicked, which makes sense. He's in year two. He's not in year one. He has, in theory, what should be more competent coaching than he did a year ago. So all that makes sense. But if you're still crapping your pants in the biggest moment and it leads to losses, what do the stats really matter?
Absolutely. And so it all kind of adds up together. Like, you want to see the stats with the wins. You want to see all of that. And right now, like, he was a big reason why they won week two. And he was a reason why they lost in week three, right? Like, he wasn't the sole reason. But he had
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two massive negative plays, which hurt the team, and that's something all year long we're going to be keeping an eye on. Like, where does he rank amongst quarterbacks in turnovers? Because that's going to be something that's solely on him.
Look, I do feel good about his development through three games, though. Like,
yeah, I do too.
He's better than he was last year, which means he is developing. What does that mean, and what is he as a big picture? Like, will he be top 10, as you were just saying, top 50, whatever that'll be? I don't know. Can he iron the turnovers out of his game like Allen did in year two over the course of time? Maybe. And if he can, we'll feel better about it. If he can't, no. But I do feel like he's made some strides from his rookie year, but Sunday wasn't good enough. And I hope we can all agree on that. Maybe he gets it back on track against what is, against the run, a historically bad defense a year ago in Carolina, and still, last week aside, a pretty bad Carolina Panthers defense. So there are plays to be made for him this weekend. We were doing this earlier. Nick, I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you again, if you can break out the...
The Nick Stats and Info Department was on one
today. The notebook there, the notepad.
Uh-huh.
He had some actual stats from Nick Stats and Info, as he said.
It's good.
Comparing Josh Allen through three games year two, where he was 3-0, and Drake May through three games year two, where he is 1-2.
Yeah, so Josh Allen through three games had 5 touchdowns and 5 turnovers in his first three games in 2019, because that's the second year in the league. And he also had just flat out 4 fumbles. So he put the ball on the ground 4 times in 3 games. Drake May, already 5 touchdowns, 6 total. He has like almost 900 total yards with 3 turnovers.
Okay.
With a 20% or a 20-point better passer rating, 101 to 85.
Okay, and more accurate, higher quarterback rating.
72 to 64, something like that.
More touchdowns, fewer turnovers, and more total yards.
Well, so yeah, and this
that's
is why
three games in year two.
I mean, I have a short memory too, but I think people forget what Josh Allen was his first year and change, first 2 years even in the league. Because right now,
yeah,
look at
this. He was not good the rest of that season. He completed 58% of his passes. He had 6 games under 200 yards passing.
He was a punchline in that playoff game against Houston.
Yeah,
I do remember
terrible,
that.
But how they won these games.
But then there was like an unreal leap forward in year three. When they got Steph Diggs, he overnight turned into like one of the best players in the league. But that year, there were times, the game against the Patriots, I remember the talk out of that was the Bills might draft a quarterback this year. That's how bad he was. What was it, week 4, week 5?
Yeah,
week 4, he turned the ball over 3 times.
Yeah.
And he did fumble again.
And it was one of those things where you're like, well, the Bills are actually pretty good, but they might not have a quarterback because they were still winning games. The defense was good. It was early on with McDermott. But you're like, well, the quarterback's hurting you. And then the next year, like, holy smokes, he went from like the 25th best quarterback to the 5th best quarterback. He like shot up the rankings.
We looked these up earlier, and I can pull them back up if you'd like. But May compared favorably to Justin Herbert after 3 games in year 2 as well. Now, Herbert was 2-1 in those 3 games. Drake's played trash teams. Herbert was 2-1 in those 3, but he's on a good track and good company there. But to be where those guys are, there's a lot of work to his game. He's got to start winning. Herbert won 9 games by year 2. Allen won 10 and was in the playoffs by year 2. You could say the team did it in spite of him, but that's what happened. May's got to start racking up wins and has got to start cutting down the turnovers. And if he doesn't, I personally don't really care what the stats look like. Jake is in Boston. Hello, Jake.
What's going on, guys? Well, first and foremost, some food for thought. If the Mike Vrabel era doesn't work out, Nick Saban's daughter just moved to Boston. So, you know, we could get Nick Saban. Who knows?
Oh.
Revisionist history, though. Because you're talking about quarterbacks in year 2. So let me give you one. Drew Bledsoe in year 2, 1994, saw him throw for 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 27 picks. I think he had a better supporting cast than Drake May did. Drake May's stats through 3 games paced out to, over the season, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, better completion percentage. And so you look at all that and you're like, why do I feel better about Drew Bledsoe's second year than I do about Drake May? And I went back. Drew opened in 94 going toe-to-toe with Dan Marino
week
and
one.
Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
Awesome game. And then if you look at the receiver that Drake May had, his number one receiver in Tez Walker at North Carolina. And Tez Walker and Drake underachieved there. You could say they underachieved with the talent they had around them at Carolina. Well, Tez Walker, you could have drafted in the fourth round. You could have given him a wide receiver he could have been on the same page as. You didn't. You took Javon Walker instead. So Drew's middle of the 94 season wasn't great, but if you're comparing apples for apples, why do I feel so much better about Drew's season in 1994?
I don't have 94 in front of me. Didn't they win like seven? Didn't they win seven in a row to make the playoffs at the end of that year?
Yeah, they went 10-6, then lost in the playoffs.
They lost to Belichick. Had the and the Browns. Bledsoe had the crazy game against the Vikings where they aired it out.
He led the league in passing yards. He also led the league in picks.
I was gonna say maybe there were some better individual. The game against Marino was great to start that year. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And so maybe there were better individual moments. The team was better. I do think they had more around Bledsoe, I think, that year. Although maybe that's revisionist history because we know what a lot of those guys turned into. The year before, they were a bad team when Bledsoe was a rookie in 93.
The leading receivers on that team were...
Timpson and Brisby?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ben Coates, but the wide receivers
were Michael Timpson and Vincent Brisby.
Yes.
Who were both under both 900 yards.
Marion Butts stunk.
Marion Butts...
No pun intended. Stinky Butts.
Yeah, it's 700 yards rushing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't like a great team. But I mean... Yeah, Bledsoe ended up being a really good quarterback. He was the number one overall pick on the draft, too. Yeah. Like, he was expected to be really good. Like, I mean, I think
by year two, Bledsoe had Ben Coates, not a lot else around him, actually, now that we're really digging in, at least on offense. And by year two, they were a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about with Drake May. I asked this when he was drafted.
He had a Hall of Fame coach.
He did. That's true.
Team Hall of Famer, too.
That's a good point.
As it turns out.
I mean, May has a team Hall of Famer as a coach.
Yeah, a player, though. Yeah. Right.
If May has, we asked this almost right when he was drafted, and Mego and I at the time disagreed on that. If May is Drew Bledsoe, if he has that level of career, is that enough?
Yes. What do you mean? You're making a face?
I'm making a face. So I don't think that's enough.
Multiple time Pro Bowler and a team Hall of Famer and got to a Super Bowl? Yeah. I'll take it. Got to a Super Bowl as a starter. Also helped win an AFC Championship game when he was a backup, so he came in there, too. He was a part of that team. I know he obviously was a Brady team, but you know what I'm saying? Like he had a big moment, at least, or a big game in that run, but was the starting quarterback on a Super Bowl team after the team had been trashed for a couple years.
What was Bledsoe in his time? Was he like a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Oh, yeah. I would say so. Wouldn't you?
How many Pro Bowls did he make? You just said it. Three?
I said multiple. Let me look up for sure.
In New England?
In his career, he was a four-time Pro Bowler.
Were those all with the Pats?
Three with the Pats, one with the Bills.
Drake's already got one, so.
These were more real Pro Bowls. His first year in Buffalo, he was a Pro Bowler.
I don't know if that's enough.
After he left here.
I don't know if that's enough.
I'll take it.
That's a wildly high bar. I acknowledge that. Bledsoe's the second greatest quarterback in franchise history. But
like, how many quarterbacks are even in the team Hall of Fame? Three or whatever it is? Like, I would say that's pretty good.
Are there three in there?
Or two.
I don't know either.
Well, one guy has a statue. He's sort of,
I know that much. I mean,
I think it's a good like gatekeeper line. Like you don't want him to be worse. And if he's better, like, holy smokes, I think you really hit it. But if he has the same career, obviously the stats are going to look a little bit different. But Bledsoe also had a bunch of winning seasons. Like, yeah, I would take that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.